And I do believe we might have Claude Thomas on the line with us. Are you there, Claude?
Hello, Ann. Yes, I'm here.
Well, how's the day gone today, Claude?
Beyond my wildest expectations, Ann. I thought we'd have an outpouring, but the community really came together today. We probably had over 100 people out here today.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So how much got done today?
I would estimate we got two-thirds of it done. We're going to have to come back and finish up that other one-third. Most of it is in Morse areas, you know, so it's going to take a little time, but we got the hard part out the way. I think we're going bush hogs this time and get the rest of it done. And we're going to come back February 8th to try to finish up.
Okay, so February 8th is the day for the finish up, right?
February 8th is the day to finish it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, now, what does this cemetery mean, Claude? Some of those that may not have heard us when we were talking Friday morning, what does this cemetery mean?
What does it mean?
Yeah, what does this cemetery mean to your community?
Well, for number one, it's an abandoned cemetery in downtown Abbeville, not in the middle of downtown Abbeville, but on the outskirts of Abbeville, but within the city limits. Number two, it predates the Civil War, some of the people who were buried here. So we think we have the opportunity to try to get it designated as a historic site, and we're going to be working on that too, historical site, and we're going to be working on that as well. But the main thing is we want to give these people who are sick some dignity. You know, I mean, people who are dead, some dignity in their final resting place, like we would do anybody, and not just ignore it and not just leave it unattended. So that was our purpose. And the main purpose, and the day we did it, is none other than Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday. And King, of course, served folk and believed in service. And we wanted to be part of the King Day service celebration in Abbeville. This was our first official event. And King was about bringing people together for the betterment of all. And that's exactly what took place here today. We had people from all walks of life, all communities, here today, and so many people are still driving by just to see what's taking place.
Well, that's good. Well, I am so glad to hear this. And, of course, you know, our own Dr. Benjamin E. Mays was a mentor to Dr. King.
Exactly. He was his mentor over at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, I know, I'm sure you already know this, but they're actually going to try to get a portion of, 175 going towards McCormick designated.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm aware of that. That's going 178, isn't it?
178, okay.
I'm aware of that situation, and I understand the county delegation was going to meet on that, whether to push it or not through the legislature soon. I don't know if they met and talked about it or not, but
they
that's
did.
What I
they
got
had
from
a
the newspaper.
They had a meeting here in Greenwood just before they went back, and they want to dedicate a portion of it rather than rename it, which will be a lot easier to do. And of course, I was reading the bottom of your email here, and Claude, you had written on it, not failure, but low aim is sin.
Not failure, but low aim is sin. That's the motto I try to go by. We can, everyone can complain about different things and, have a being hesitant about shooting for the stars. But if we don't hit the stars, we can always come back to the moon, you know, but not failure, of course. So many people have failed but come back to be successful in life. And that's what Dr. Benny Mays that was one of the things he stood for, one of the things he said, you know. And I think that stands out in my life. I always try to live by that motto. I'm not afraid to reach out.
Well,
I always said, I think I said before, it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
You are absolutely right. And we need so many of our people to stand up and be able to do things on their own.
Absolutely, and that's what come out of this event. You know, the community came together to do this. Not the county, not the city, not the state, But Abbeville community came together to get this done. And I always said about this project, it's a good project, yes, but it's the right thing to do. And sometimes you do the right thing rather than not do the right thing. Laws, you know, things may prevent you from doing it, but hey, you go out and do the right thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I am so glad to hear that this was a booming success. You're going to come back on February 8th and try to finish this up and then work on making it a National Historic Site. Now, I guess that you've cleaned it up and everything. Now, somebody's got to be responsible, or some group has got to be responsible to keeping it cleaned up, because the growth season will be coming before you know it.
Yeah, I'm as sure would it myself. We plan to, first of all, I guess I'll do it myself, approach the Abbeville Historic Committee and about including this particular cemetery in the historic district in Abbeville.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had several people here from the Historic Committee, and I approached them. They said, well, right now they have something in the works with Abbeville City Council to expand the historic district. And we're just right across the road from where the line stops.
Wow.
But anyway, we hope that we can get it included in that, and then we move toward the National Historic. And from that, hopefully we can get some grant money to keep it maintained. But during the interim, we're going to try to get folks to be responsible for cutting once a month or maintaining it once a month until all that can be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a great project. I am so glad to hear that it has moved forth and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm still excited.
Well, you sound excited. That's great.
Yeah, I'm still excited about
Thank you, Claude Thomas, for calling us today. Good luck, and make sure you send us an email. I've written it down, and we'll make sure to put it out there that it'll be happening on February 8th, the final cleanup.
We will do that, and want to thank you, WCRS and UN, for allowing us to share this with the community and on the outskirts of the community, all your listeners out there. Because I'm sure some folks may hear this and may want to come over, even from Greenwood, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much,
thank
Claude.
You. All right.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was Claude Thomas. He's on county council over there. And he is retired as the Deputy Director of Planning for Greenwood City and County